You're listening to a podcast of the Joan Hamburg Show from 710 WOR HD, New York. For information on WOR and details on how to join our listener club, please visit WOR710.com. It's time for the Joan Hamburg Show.
You're such a wonderful role model for women because you're always respectful and gracious.
Joan is America's leading consumer reporter and New York's foremost shopper and celebrity interviewer. You can call into the show at 800-321-8828.
Thank you so much, Joan. It's so nice to listen to my best friend and let you know you are.
800-321-8828. Now, here's Joan Hamburg.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Joan Hamburg Show, and it's so nice to talk to all of you. Right now, Dr. Thomas Skulko, who's Surgeon in Chief of the Hospital for Special Surgery, joining us, and I know how many times I get phone calls about everyone's parts, their hips, their knees, their shoulders, and we're lucky because in our area we have this remarkable hospital which is doing cutting-edge technology, and one of the leaders in this field is Dr. Thomas Skulko, here to tell you about the revolution that's taken place in this. Good morning, Dr. Skulko.
Good morning, Joan. Nice to be here.
Well, I'm happy you're here, and it's funny because my engineer was telling me that his dad had hip replacement like, what, 5-7 years ago or a long time ago, and it was a huge deal. And yet today, things have changed drastically and dramatically.
Yeah, we've made tremendous strides, both not only in the technology of hip replacement and knee replacement surgery, but in the recovery. And so a lot of the recovery, what speeded up recovery, is the anesthesia techniques, the pain management, and how we rehabilitate patients today. No question about that.
Dr. Skulko, when you talk about, you know, the recovery, and people go in, and it used to be a 3-4 hour operation with general anesthesia. Today, I know that at special surgery, they are using local anesthesia, and most patients, especially if it's a hip, one hip, are out of there in 3 or 4 days.
That's correct, and we very strongly believe in the use of what's called regional anesthesia, which is gentle sedation and just anesthetizing the lower limbs. It's a much safer way for the patient to go. They're not under a heavy anesthetic. There's less complications from recovery from general anesthesia, and that really allows us to get patients up right away. So many of our patients are up sometimes the same day or certainly the next day. And whereas a patient would stay in the hospital 2 weeks, let's say 10 years ago, patients are out of the hospital with a hip replacement usually in 3 or 4 days, walking with a cane for the most part.
Yeah, which is absolutely amazing. And pain management, which has become a big field unto itself, plays a role in recovery for knee and hip patients.
No question about it. And the patient needs to be comfortable if they're going to rehabilitate smoothly and quickly. And we have been in the vanguard in developing techniques here from pain management, both in hip replacement surgery, but more importantly in knee replacement surgery, where pain management can be more difficult.
And tell me, there's all kinds of talk. When I was at special surgery, I heard the nurses talking about the new woman's knee, which they've developed. Does that really make a difference, or is that a lot of hype?
Well, I think there is in the marketplace, there is some hype. I think we have spent a lot of time individualizing the design of the implants to different patient topography. And I think that's been a very important part of the technology that's evolved over the last 5 to 7 years. Now, some companies have gone out and have marketed the female knee or the gender-specific knee, they call it. But basically, it's a modification of a design that we're currently using. For any knee replacement at this time, we have 150 to 160 different sizes and permutations that we can use. So we really, the prosthesis is really customized to the patient.
And when you hear the word, which seems to be the magic words, minimally invasive, what exactly does that mean? Because people call us on the air and say, oh, we heard that you go to this place in the Midwest and you're out of the hospital in a day and you're just bopping around.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a very good question, and I think there's a lot of confusion out there about what minimally invasive means. And I think when you have a hip or knee replacement, certainly It's not minimally invasive, but we have spent, and actually we've pioneered a lot of this at Special Surgery. We have pioneered what I prefer to call less invasive or mini-invasive surgery. And these are operations which are done through much more limited exposures with less radical dissection and exposures as you do the operation. And what that does is it allows the patient to rehabilitate much more quickly and recovery is much quicker. Now, we can send the patient out in a day sometimes, but we believe here that the patient should stay in the hospital a minimum of 2 days so that we can evaluate if there's going to be any problems during that first 48 hours.
Yeah. So it is indeed a brave new world. Doctor, we have a listener who wanted to ask you a question. Do you mind taking
a
call?
Of course not.
Diane, you're on with Dr. Thomas Skulko, who's surgeon in chief at the Hospital for Special Surgery. Go ahead, Diane. Oh, Diane, do we have you? Well, I don't think that we have her. But she wanted to know what you think about revision surgery.
Well, revision surgery means that you have to go back a second time because the first procedure didn't work out. Now, the good news for your listeners is that our 10-year results with hip replacement and knee replacement surgery demonstrates about 97% of them are good at 10 years. If we take the numbers out to 20 years, approximately 90% of the implants we're putting in today, the modern devices that we use today, are going to be good in 20 years. Now, if you fall in that category where the implant were to get loose or be problematic, that's a revision operation, and we can do that. We've spent a lot of time, again, over the last 10 years, developing new techniques and new implants which allow us to revise an operation, do it a second time. Do it a third time if needed. Now, hopefully, nobody needs that, but on occasion, that is necessary. But revision surgery works well, and it's working much better today than, let's say, 5 to 7 years ago because the implants and the techniques are better.
And Dr. Skulko, when I was at the hospital, I met he was a young guy. He had a very serious sports accident, and they were going to try to do something called resurfacing. Maybe I have that wrong.
Correct. Resurfacing is an operation that has been around in the past and has evolved, and the technology has been improved upon. There were some problems with it 20 years ago, and some new techniques have been developed to improve it, and the implant is better than it was. And we are now using this in younger patients in selected instances. It's not for every patient. If there's much destruction of the head of the femur, the ball part mm-hmm. of the femur, it's not applicable, but we are using it, and we're looking at it prospectively here at the hospital to see, in fact, how these work out going forward.
And from your experience, what should a patient know before he or she decides to go ahead with this?
I think it's very important that this is a technological procedure, and a patient should see a surgeon and go to a hospital where there are large numbers of these surgeries being performed. I think one thing that comes out in the medical literature time and again is that where there is increased volumes, where the patients are being cared for in large numbers, the end result tends to be better. So certainly one thing the patient should inquire from the surgeon and the institution, the hospital, is how many of these are done, what is the track record, what is the infection rate, what is the mortality rate. These are all important questions. What type of anesthesia is used? How is my pain going to be managed afterwards? Where do I go when I leave the hospital? What is the recovery period? These are all important questions that the patient should ask the surgeon.
And Roz wants to ask you a question, Dr. Skulko. Roz, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Thomas Skulko.
Yes. Joan had people talking about titanium replacements. They were going to Chicago for this. Could you tell me, do you do that, and is this good, or what's your opinion?
Sure. No, we use titanium is the key metal that we use at the Hospital for Special Surgery and all our implants, both hip and knee replacement. I think there is a center in Chicago that is sending patients out the same day as the operation.
What do you think of that, Dr.
Well, we can do that. There's no question at special surgery at this institution we can do that. I have felt, and we believe, that significant complications can occur within that first 48-hour period. And we would just as soon have the patient in the hospital should any of those events occur, rather than have them at home and have that problem occur on the next day after the operation. So we have here, in fact, a fast-track program, we call it, where we send patients home within 48 hours. Mm. But to send them home the same day, I think, pushes the envelope a little bit. And I think it's far better to have the patient in a controlled environment for at least that first 48 hours.
And what would be the advantage of putting a patient on fast-track?
Well, I think there are some patients who want to be out of the hospital as quickly as possible. And those patients tend to be younger. They tend to be – some patients want to get back to work very quickly. And certainly after a hip replacement, there are patients who go back to work within a week or 2 weeks. That can be done. So there are patients who really want to get out of the hospital quickly. They're very fit as a rule. They're very, very motivated patients, and you can easily, as I say, send them home within 48 hours. I think sending home the same day, as I said, pushes the limit a little bit.
And, you know, it's interesting. You mentioned fit, and I think that that's very important message for patients, that fitness plays a really important role in your recovery.
Absolutely, and I couldn't agree more with you. The key thing is that I tell my patients, strong going in, strong coming out. So the fitter and the better shape the patients are, and that includes body weight, going into the operation, the easier the recovery coming out of the operation. So that's very important in terms of what kind of physical status you have as you go into surgery.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spilko.
Can I just say one other thing, Joan?
Sure.
I just want to tell your listeners what a great patient Joan Hamburg is, and it was a pleasure to have her with us, and she is a trooper and a fantastic patient.
Thank you so much. The best appetite in the hospital for special surgery.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Dr.
Great to talk to you.
And you. And I must say that the care, and I wasn't even going to mention that, was so extraordinary. You have never been in a place where every single person cares about every single patient. Not just me, every patient was greeted daily by every single, by nurses, by administrators, making sure everything was good.
You've been listening to a podcast of The Joan Hamburg Show from 710 WOR HD, New York. For information on WOR and details on how to join our listener club, please visit WOR710.com.